at me. No, cause the days get better when you're here. So I gotta keep your neck going crazy. And I just can't get you out of my head. I've been seeing the atmosphere. I can feel it in the air. Getting crazy. And I just can't get you out of my head.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Thank you. bring you like our sexy love. You need like anything in the world. Spring is bring you like our beauty life. We are one. It is crazy, it's true. This is a song for you, you, you. Give me a smile, look closely at my lips. They say I needed you, you, you. Give me a sweetly kiss. Palm in the palm of your hand, it flew away. No one will find out their promise. One wind that's waiting in the shower is on to. Rather run to meet the sun. Palm in the palm of your hand, it flew away. No one will find out their promise. One wind that's waiting in the shower is on to.
Niemand hört es. bin ein Stein. Ich bin ein Stein unter einem Stein, unter einem Stein. Ich bewege mich so langsam, dass ich unbeweglich aussehe. Furtbach, Wildbach, Bäche von meinem Tränen. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie.
We'll be right back. Gorillas, City, in sound, from way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Let's look at a big-time woke short circuit. Right-wing author Bethany Mandel, who actually wrote a book about wokeness, was asked, "What is woke?" And she visibly short circuits. The interviewer is Breonna Joy Gray, who recently attacked me, but yet I am still praising her for asking this basic question because it is a question that should be asked. It's almost, I mean, quite frankly, it's one of these things where it's like, who's the president right now? We use it as a sanity check for a lot of right wingers. What do you mean by woke? It's such an some are calling it a gotcha, but it's not a gotcha in that it's so obvious. And if you're going to talk about wokeism and if you're going to attack wokeism and talk about all of the reasons why wokeism is bad, you should be prepared to explain what it is. And here is Bethany Mandel asked about her book, Stolen Youth, How Radicals Are Erasing Innocence and Indoctrinating a Generation. Sounds very scary. And it's scary because of woke. What is woke? Well, let's see if she can explain it. You might be surprised by what she does, or maybe better said, doesn't say.
Far left. Only 7% of Americans consider themselves very liberal, and probably fewer of them consider themselves to be woke. And so, you know, when we talk about traditional...
What does that mean to you? Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, I mean, woke is sort of the idea that this is going to be one of those moments that goes viral. I mean, woke.
Yes, but for a different reason than she thinks.
Is something that's very hard to define, and we've spent an entire chapter defining it.
Okay.
It is sort of...
Guys, you've got to read a whole chapter to understand what it is.
The understanding that we need to totally reimagine and redo society in order to create hierarchies of oppression.
What? To create hierarchies of oppression? What are you talking about, Bethany?
Sorry, it's hard to explain in a 15-second soundbite.
Well, yeah, look,
I mean, it's one of those things that, everybody is weighing in.
Okay, so this other dude basically saves her. This is really, really wild. I mean, that is a short-circuiting like I have never seen in a very long time in this sort of context. So a couple different things. Anybody can lose their train of thought. Truly, this isn't about it's, you know, if somebody said to you, hey, when you say an apple, what exactly do you mean? And you might stumble because it might be like, well, you know, I mean a round fruit that's green. Oh, like a lime. Well, no, it's a round fruit from an apple tree. But you can't say from an apple tree to define it. Like you could have difficulty with definitions in this way. And you can also lose your train of thought. But the critical part when it comes to woke is, as I've been explaining to you for a long time, it used to mean one thing. Its meaning was perverted by the right. But many of those who attack wokeism don't actually understand what it is. And that mushmouth confetti word salad, whatever it was, doesn't get us any closer. So let me make it like abundantly clear to people what we're talking about. The original meaning of woke before Republicans perverted it, and we've done a segment on this, but it should be included here. What it first meant before being perverted by the right, the term woke simply meant I've become aware of causes of social justice that I can support through activism. That's all it means. Oh, I learned about the fact that public transit can be used in a discriminatory way. I've become woke to that.